If sin were as red as blood, it would become as white as snow. And that which is as red as scarlet shall be as wool. If sin were as red as blood, it shall become as white as snow. Hear the voice that invites. Turn not away from God. Hear the voice that invites. Turn not away from God. For He is rich in mercy. His faithfulness is great. Hear the voice that invites. Hear the voice that invites. Do not turn away from God. Do not turn away from God. He forgives transgression and remembers sin no more. Come unto Him, ye that are weary, for with Him is rest. He forgives transgression and remembers sin no more. We welcome all brothers and sisters around the world. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to this broadcast, our biblical word reflection with Brother Frank. We are grateful to God for these broadcasts. God willing, we will hear a healing service of Brother Branham this morning. May the Lord bless all listeners, yes, all His people worldwide. Strengthen them in faith and prepare them for the coming of the Lord. I read a word of the scripture from Romans 16. From verse 25, Romans 16, from verse 25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations, to work obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Here you go, Brother Frank. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, we all need to read this word again, and maybe two or three times, to remind us of what is happening in our time, that truly the great mystery which God is bringing to completion in Christ in our time had been hidden from eternity, but has been revealed to us by grace. We are indeed living in a very special period of time. And one can truly say, it is the last message to the church of the living God before the return of Jesus Christ. We have many greetings from all nations and languages, also from Austria, Switzerland, and the Baltic Sea, from everywhere. We have received greetings, and we just pass them on to everyone in all peoples and tongues and nations. We have heard that this mystery of God, the whole plan of redemption, the plan of salvation of our God, is coming to a conclusion, and we may have part in it. Let us read a few more passages from the Bible to strengthen us all in our faith. And may it really be so, that all believe God and know that it is not man's word that we proclaim, but God's holy word. Here you go. We read from Romans 1, verse 1 and 2. Romans 1, verse 1 and 2. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures. Thanks be to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it is not arrogant of me to say today, I, Brother Frank, a servant of Jesus Christ, was called on the 2nd of April 1962 to carry the divine message of salvation to all nations and to proclaim what God had confirmed in the Holy Scriptures through the prophets, and then in the New Testament through the apostles. Brothers and sisters, we do not proclaim the word of men. We proclaim God's holy, eternal word. And whoever is born again unto a living hope and has received divine new life, the eternal life, will receive and accept what God has to say to us through his word. Let us read on. We read from 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 2, from verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Praise be to the Lord, that God's word proves to be effective in us who believe and actually becomes reality in us, that we not only confess with our mouths, but believe with our hearts, and that the word is revealed to us through the Holy Spirit. And brothers and sisters, as we have read, the divine message of salvation must be preached to all nations for a witness. And this is already written in Matthew 24, 14, so that no one will have an excuse. God has arranged it in such a way that through transmission, the Holy Word, indeed the whole plan of salvation, which was hidden from eternity, but was revealed in Jesus Christ, and in this time has been illuminated anew by the Word of God, can be brought to the people of God, so that we can have a personal part in it. Please remember what we have just read, that the Word proves effective in us. May it be so with all of us, that the Word does not return unto God void, but that it could accomplish what it was sent to do in this time, namely to call out the bride church to be purified in the Word of truth, so that they can meet the Lord as sanctified. Let us read some more scriptures. We read from 1 Timothy 1, verse 3. 1 Timothy 1, verse 3. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. That is exactly my commission. Not to accept anything unless it is written in the Word of God. But the religious world is full of strange doctrines that are not found in the Bible. And Paul's concern was that Timothy and whoever his co-workers were would also see to it that no strange doctrines were brought into the church and proclaimed in it, but that everything was in line with a prophetic and apostolic word. Namely, what our brothers proclaimed at the beginning. And therefore, in our time, we come back to the original word, to the original doctrines, which were proclaimed by the apostles in the beginning. And we absolutely do not accept a single strange doctrine. May God grant grace to all to have respect for His Word. Here you go. We read from 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. This is also a very powerful scripture with such a profound proclamation that God has given us. It must be double and triple emphasized here, just as there were false prophets in Israel who misled the people. We have witnessed the same thing since the birth of the New Testament Church. Let us think of the first church age message in Revelation chapter 2. Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and hast found them liars. And what are we told in the seven church age messages to the churches of the teaching of Balaam, of all that had been about Jezebel, who appeared as a prophetess, of the teaching of Balaam? Everything has been reported to us in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, which had already crept into early Christianity. But let me emphasize this. The true doctrine of the apostles has remained with us, and we thank the Lord God for it. Whoever wants to believe what Balaam said or what anyone said should do so. We believe God and God's word alone. But please, dear brothers and sisters, do not pass over these things lightly, but take them to heart and be thankful that the Lord God sent a great man of God in our time, who preached to us not what Athanasius or any church father or teacher preached, but the pure, holy word of God, as proclaimed by apostles and prophets. Here you go. We read from James 5, verse 19 and 20. James 5, verse 19 and 20. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. This word must also be emphasized, and it is part of my proclamation that I do not condemn anyone who has gone astray, but I want, in the name of Jesus Christ, that all who have brought in false doctrines, be brought back. For we have seen it from this Bible text. Heresies lead to death, to spiritual death. Only what comes from God leads to life. And that is why our Lord said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit and life." Once again, I say it by God's commission, in the name of Jesus Christ, let all the brethren who have gone astray, who have also misunderstood what Brother Branham said and misled the people, let them come back and truly, in this last moment, before the return of Jesus Christ, submit under the mighty hand of God and be corrected and return to the Lord. For with God, only what He has said and promised is valid. Here you go. We read from Acts 3, verses 20 and 21. Acts 3, verse 20 and 21. I read verse 20. So that times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and He shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. We are waiting for the time of refreshing, of revival by the Holy Spirit. And God has led it in such a way that we have been brought back, for the Holy Spirit will only fall upon the blood-bought multitude, just as the church began, that those who had received and accepted salvation, they gathered together to experience the promise that the Lord gave them after His resurrection. Remain in Jerusalem until ye are endued with a power from on high. So, those who had accepted Jesus Christ as the risen one, who gave us redemption through the cross of Calvary by His holy blood, and who was now with His own after His resurrection, telling them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And brothers and sisters, let me say it right away. Not only the 120 who were in the upper room on the day of Pentecost and experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but 3,000 were added on the day of Pentecost, and for that we are grateful. God does not only make a beginning, He makes the continuation, and so it also happens in our time. God has made a new beginning. He sent His promised servant and prophet, called us out of all the false teachings that are in the Christian churches, and He brought us back into the Word, so that now the time of refreshing, the revival through an outpouring of the Spirit before the rapture can happen. Our Lord and Savior, the Anointed One, wants to anoint us as His children. He the Redeemer, we the redeemed. He the Anointed One, we the anointed with the Spirit. For thus it is written, brothers and sisters, we are about to experience God in a mighty way. Here you go. We read verse 21. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets since the world began. Thanks be to the Lord. That is just part of it, that our Redeemer is waiting in heaven, that on earth the bride church be restored to its original state, for all to have their divine and spiritual experiences, to experience a real conversion, to experience a new birth, to experience a renewal, to experience the baptism in the Spirit, to experience the sealing with the Holy Ghost. The Lord is waiting until the time comes when all this happens again in the church. And we are thankful that we have now arrived at the time period where we are not only reading these promises and talking about them and preaching about them, but that we are in the expectation that everything that has been promised will come true with us. We can already thank now that the Lord will make all things well, and that a bride church will be ready at His return, without spot, without wrinkle. And for this we are thankful. For this the last message was brought, that in all nations and tongues the elect might be called out and prepared for the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Here you go. We read from Matthew 17, verse 11. Matthew 17, verse 11. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Amen. Here we have the direct promise that God already gave in the Old Testament, in Malachi, in the last two verses, and confirms it anew. The prophet Elijah had the task of calling the people of God together, and then when they were on Mount Carmel, he called out to the crowd, "How long will you limp on both sides? If the Lord is God, follow him." You all know the scriptures. Brothers and sisters, Brother Branham was also sent as the promised prophet. And one may truly ask, how long? The time is here not to limp on either side, but to know, as truly as God has promised the time of refreshing, so truly has he given the promise that all things shall be restored. That is God's promise, which we have just read. Can we pass over it? No, and again no. The word speaks to us. Brothers and sisters, we are about to witness a healing service now. Brother Branham did not only bring a message, he was so blessed by God and also witnessed many healings of the sick. It really came true what our Lord said, "The works that I have done, you will do also." And we are grateful to the Lord that the confirmation of the word has taken place. And brothers and sisters, when Brother Branham mentions the supernatural light that came upon a person during the prayer for the sick, please remember that God is supernatural and that he can shine supernatural light. He has been with the people of Israel, according to Exodus 13, the last two verses, by day in the pillar of cloud, by night in the pillar of fire, supernaturally lighting the way for the people of God by a supernatural light. And when Paul reports in Acts 9 that at midday on the road to Damascus he saw a supernatural light appearing before him. You all know the conversion story of Saul, who became Paul. And then when you go to Acts 12, James was murdered, Peter was put in prison, bound in chains, and suddenly at midnight a supernatural light and the angel of the Lord came into the room, and Peter was loosed from the chains. All the doors opened and he was led out. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is the same, and he says, I have come as a light into this world, that whosoever followeth me should not abide in darkness, but have the light of life. So, God has confirmed the message, and the healing services have been witnessed by hundreds of thousands during more than 30 years. And by grace, I am one of them. God bless you now. Please listen closely and believe and thank the Lord that you too have been healed. Everything has really happened. Salvation and healing, forgiveness, deliverance, total redemption after spirit, soul and body has taken place on the cross of Calvary for all of us. God bless you. May the sick be healed, the lost saved, the bound set free. Be blessed in Jesus' holy name.
All right. But God does know you. Then if I can submit myself to the Holy Spirit, that I will not use my own mind, and He'll just completely take control and let the Spirit of His Son Jesus do the same work that Jesus did. Will you believe? Now here, is this the patient? You're the lady, all right. Here's the woman. I guess we are strangers to each other. God knows this woman. He knows me. I do not know her. She does not know me. But God does know. She's here for some purpose. I do not know. I have no idea what the woman wants. She may have financial trouble. She may have domestic trouble. She may be sick. But what if I went to her and said, Lady, hallelujah. You're here on the platform. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's all right. You're sick. Hallelujah. And go lay hands on you. Hallelujah. You're going to get well. That's all right. Sure. She could go away and believe that. I believe if she was sick, she'd get well. Because she's come reverently to what she believes to be right. She's coming to accept something. Now, I don't know her. But if God will speak to me and tell me something like He did the woman at the well. Another picture, a man and a woman never met before. Like St. John 4, the woman at the well. Or if He would say something like He did to Philip, or to Peter, or to some of those, then, or tell her something that's in her life, something that she has done, something that's wrong with her, something she desires, some troubles that she's in, or something that she knows is true. If God knows what has been, surely you could take His word then for what will be if He can reveal what has been. Is that right? Let us pray. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, I now submit myself unto Thy hands, O Lord. Take my all, my mind, my spirit, my strength, and all that is within me, O Lord. It's nothing. It's a very poor thing to submit to You. But if You look for holy hands tonight and holy eyes, they would not be found on this earth. But Thou dost take the corruptible things of the world and cleanse them by Thy Spirit and use them for Thy glory. Taking the foolish things of the world and confounding the wise and mighty, let it be known tonight, Lord, that I have told the truth, that You are Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that there is a balm in Gilead, and there is a physician also. Let it be known tonight, Lord, and speak to these dear people, those with the prayer cards and those without the prayer cards, that they might believe that Thou hast risen from the dead, and the coming of Your great holy being is near at hand. And these things are only reflecting, through Your servant, the true coming of the true Messiah. Grant it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Ah, set still. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every soul in here under the control of the Holy Ghost. Being a stranger to you, not knowing you and not seeing you, if the Holy Spirit will reveal to me something about you that you know that I do not know, would you accept it then as being from the Christ? Now, you'd have to say that it would have to come supernatural. It'll have to come, it either has to be the power of the devil or the power of God. It cannot be natural. It has to be supernatural. If you believe it to be the power of the enemy, then you receive his reward. If you receive it as the power of God, then you receive his reward. Jesus, those who said, when Nathanael was told where he was before he came to the meeting, he said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, Blessed art thou. Because I told you these things you have believed, you'll see greater than this. But to the Pharisees, they call it the working of the devil, some spiritualist or telepathy or something. They said, He's Beelzebub. Where do you think they are tonight? Where do you think Philip is? Now, it's up to you. I can only work as he would tell me. But if the Lord will reveal to me what's your cause, what's your trouble, would you believe? How many in the church would believe? How many out there would believe? Here, this woman and I, first time ever meeting, never seen each other in our life, but the Holy Spirit's here. The woman is suffering from a nervous condition. That's what she wants to be prayed for, is an extreme nervous condition. That nervous condition is a mental nervousness, a thinking, strange thoughts come to you, everything. Get real nervous, that's right. Satan even telling you, go lose your mind. Everything like that. But it's a lie. I'll tell you this. You might, how many believe now? Ask the woman, was that right, nervous condition? Raise up your hand if that's right. Now how many believe? You say, Brother Branham, you might have guessed that. All right, well, let's see if we was a guess. Let the Holy Spirit do the talking. See if it was a guess. May he grant it, is my prayer. I don't say that he will. May he do it. Yes, I see her moving. The woman seems to be going from me. Yes, she's come here. She isn't from this city. She's from out of this city. You're from another big city, Chattanooga. That's right. You believe God knows who you are? Your name's Cleo. Your last name's Dugan, Miss Cleo Dugan. That's true. You got something on your heart you're praying for. It's your sister. And she's in the mental hospital at Knoxville. That's thus saith the Lord. That is true. You believe now that the Spirit of God is standing here somewhere is revealing this? Do you believe it? Then just as you have believed, so shall you receive. Go and God's peace be on you. Do you believe out there in the audience with all your heart? Now have faith in God. That ain't the same Holy Spirit of the Bible. I do not know the Bible then. Now you without prayer cards, start praying. We are strangers to each other. This is our first time meeting? All right. God knows us both, doesn't he? If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe me to be his servant? I cannot heal. I'm just a man. But when I was born with a gift. All my life I saw visions. Not one time has it failed. You suffer also with the nervousness. That's right. You got a back trouble. That's right. That's right. Wave your hand. Your back trouble is what makes your nervousness. Your name is Miss Wells. You're from right here in Cleveland. That's right. Go on your road rejoicing. It's over now. Be healed. Have faith in God. Come, lady. Are you believe with all your heart? You believe that God can tell me your condition? Would you believe it was the Spirit of Christ? You would. You've had a fall. Hurt your shoulders. And that's what you're here to be prayed for. You're not from this city. Neither are you from this state. You're from Missouri. That's right. Go on your road back to Missouri. You're here with Jesus Christ. Make sure. God is God. The lady sitting right here around the end of the line, praying, got heart trouble. You believe Jesus Christ make you well, little lady? You believe it? The heart trouble, sitting right there looking at me. You believe that God will make you well? Yes. You believe it? If you believe it, accept it. Go home and be well. Lady sitting right back, second one in, there's got stomach trouble. You believe Jesus Christ make you well? All right, then go home. Receive your healing. Jesus Christ makes you well. Have you a prayer card, lady? You don't? You don't need one. You're already healed. God make you well. Now you're on your own. What did she touch? What did she touch? The high priest. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. I challenge this audience in the name of Jesus Christ to believe that to be so and see what the Holy Spirit will do for us. You have faith in God. Don't doubt. This lady here. Are we strangers to each other? That's right. Raise up your hand. We've never met. But if God will reveal to me your trouble, will you believe me to be God's prophet or His servant? You believe that the Spirit of God that you now, you believe that the Spirit of God's moving on you? Between me and the woman comes that light. How many has ever seen the picture of it that they got in Washington? Here it stands right between me and the woman. Don't you see that? Moving on to the woman. There it is. She's not here for herself. She's here for somebody else. That's your stepdaughter. That's right. And she doesn't live here either. She's from Georgia. And she's got a nervous trouble that causes her to have a speech, impediment of speech and so forth. And I see she's shadowed also. She's a sinner. She hasn't accepted Christ as personal Savior. That thus saith the Lord. That is true, isn't it? Go find it the way you have believed it. God be with you. You believe, lady? You hear? You believe that God is able to tell me your troubles? Reveal to you as He did to the others and as He did in the Bible time? You believe it? Now somebody did something. The old man sitting, the man sitting back there, right back here looking at me, it's got something wrong with your leg. You're up for an operation, sir. You have a prayer card, sir. You don't have a prayer card, but you were sitting there believing. Was that right? You were sitting there believing, wasn't you? If that's right, stand up on your feet. Stand up to your feet. Is that the truth? Wave your hand. All right, go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. You've touched the high priest. That can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. You have faith in God. Don't you doubt. What did that man touch? What was it? He was praying. He seen something going on. He was praying for himself. He knew he couldn't get in the line. He had no prayer card. But he touched something and the Holy Spirit turns around. And there he was. There was that angel standing above him. That light moving around him. And I've seen there's something on his leg down here that the doctor wants to operate about. That's exactly the truth. If you believe with all your heart, you'll never have to have that operation. Do you believe that God is present? The Holy Spirit? The great Alpha Omega? Sir, He's God. He's always God. If He was ever God, He's still God. And He'll always be God. He can't change. He's infinite. Is this the lady's next? Lady, if God will reveal to me just something in your life or what's wrong with you, will you believe? These things, visions almost kill you. You're scared of cancer. That's right. You've had an operation on your breast and you're afraid it's coming back again. Now that's the truth. Is that right? Wave up your hands to the people if that's right. Well, don't be scared. There's a bomb in Gilead, and there's a physician also who can operate without an eye, who performed the first operation in the Garden of Eden and took Mother Eve from Adam's side. Do you believe that it's Him present? Do you believe that He's the one who knows you? Then go and believe on Him, and you'll never have to be operated on, and the cancer will leave you. In the name of the Lord, may it be so. I keep feeling a spirit thinking I'm reading those people's mind. I can't locate it, and if I do, I'm going to tell you who it is. Sitting right there with TB, little fella. You have a prayer card? You don't? But you have TB. The great physician stands near you. What did you touch, sir? You're going to die if you sit there. Accept Him. Believe it. Stand up on your feet and believe, and you shall be healed of that tuberculosis in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe it. Here, may this man come here just a minute, the patient. Here, you. Put your hand on mine. I'm a stranger to you. If God will reveal to me what your trouble, will you receive me as His servant and believe that Jesus Christ is His Son? You will. Well, that asthmatic condition will leave you then.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
I wasn't looking at him. Look here. Come here. Do you believe that heart trouble leaves you?
Yes.
Well, then go on your road and rejoice and say thank you. You also had asthma. All right. Go, don't doubt. You'll get over it and be well. You believe with all your heart? What if I didn't say nothing to you? Would you believe it? In the name of the Lord Jesus, go and be well, so that the other people can understand and see. All right? Now go eat your supper. That nervous condition, stomach trouble's left you, so you can go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord, for healing. Have good faith like that. You believe that the arthritis will leave you, you'll be all right?
Yes.
All right? Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord. You'll have to have an operation for that tumor if God don't take it out of you. You believe you'll do it? All right, raise up your hand and receive the Lord Jesus as your healer and go believing. Do you believe that back trouble's going to leave you? All right, just start on your road rejoicing. Do you believe out there? Are you satisfied that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, your back trouble too left you, so you can just go on your road rejoicing and be happy and believe? Heart trouble and nervousness, just keep on going, saying, thank you, Lord, for making me well. You believe with all your heart? How many believes? How many out there? Is there a bomb in Gilead? Is there a physician here also? He's the great physician, the Son of God. Some of you afflicted people. What about you on the car? Stretcher, whatever it is. That's the only one I see at this time. Do you believe what you see to be God? You do? If I could heal you, lady, and take you off that stretcher, I'd do it. But I can't do it. I'm a man. But do you believe that Jesus Christ can do it? If He will reveal to me by His Holy Spirit why you're laying there and what's your trouble, will you believe Him? May He grant. Look on me. I'm saying that not just Peter and John. Get your attention from the rest of them. But look on us. Elijah said, if it wasn't out of respect to the presence of Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even look at him. You're shattered to death. It's heart trouble. A blood clot in the heart. That is true. The doctors can do nothing about it. God can. You believe it? You accept your healing? Then rise up. In the name of Jesus Christ, take your bed. Go home and be well. If you believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God and me to be His prophet, you don't doubt the one shadow of doubt, rise up to your feet and take up your bed and go home. If you do it and don't doubt, you'll get... Oh, you can get up. Come on out from there. In the name of Jesus Christ, believe it. There she is, getting up. How many of the rest of you believe with all your heart? Raise up your hand. Stand up on your feet. I don't care how long you're here. You're crippled, blind, deaf, dumb,
Stand up to your feet, that's it. Get up. Doesn't matter. Here's others standing up. Sick people, afflicted people getting to their feet. What's the matter? It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now let's pray together. Oh Lord, Creator of heaven and earth, all your everlasting life, send thy Spirit upon these people. There is a bomb in Gilead. There is a position. Oh Lord, as this woman laying down on this cot has raised up, giving me praise and glory. Another cripple woman rising up walking. Others, it's your power, Lord. Satan, you have lost the battle. Jesus Christ has overcome you. You are defeated. You have no legal rights. You are a plus and we are calling your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of this people and lead them. The spirit of sickness and affliction and disease. Come and may they be well. The woman standing on her feet, this crippled woman's on her feet, others are on their feet. God has healed you if you believe it. If you believe it, raise your hand. Give him praise. Go in the name of the Lord and be healed.
Dear brothers and sisters, precious friends, we have witnessed the healing service, and I am so grateful to God that I have witnessed many healing services. But now, let me give my tremendous testimony in a few words. In December 1980, I was in African countries, last in Ghana, in the city of Accra. And I had to stay in a very bad hotel because I arrived late and I got 4 bites from the tsetse fly, which transmits malaria, and I returned from the trip at the end of December and had malaria tropica. I was immediately taken to hospital, and the doctors did everything that could be done. But then, in the middle of January 1981, when the medical team came to me in the room that Monday, just a few, Professor Becker and another doctor and 2 more nurses, and they looked up the report and simply said, it was Dr. Becker who said, we are sorry, nothing can be done. The red blood cells have been eaten, are below 50%, going towards 40%. There is nothing more that can be done. We have to say goodbye to you. And then Tuesday came, and a big team came, several doctors, and read out again, and said about the same thing. There is nothing we can do. We are sorry. And they left. And then came Wednesday, when my wife only said goodbye in 2-3 minutes. And then came the Thursday, when 2 nurses pushed my hospital bed into the death room One curtain here and one curtain there, one on the right, one on the left. And on the right was someone in agony. Oh my goodness! What words that person used. It's impossible to reproduce. But I was lying there, just so secure in God. And I said, Beloved Lord, if I come to you now, how do I stand before you? And the next moment, I was taken out of my body and taken into glory. I witnessed the rapture. I saw the multitude clothed in white. All were young. All the sisters had long hair that hang backwards. All the brothers, all were there, and the clothes were shining. They weren't just white, they were shining. Oh, I could retell the whole scene. All eyes were first turned as to the west, and then all turned as to the east, and then all turned upwards. And behold, the next moment, we were lifted from the earth, that is, we were gathered in the air, and were lifted from there. And after, you can't even tell, after a few moments, I looked a little higher and saw the New Jerusalem. It was the greatest day of my life, in the middle of January, on that Friday. To the Lord be the thanks that I not only witnessed healing services, but experienced a divine healing. Thanks be to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, be strengthened, be blessed. You who are sick, be healed by the power of God, by the shed blood on the cross of Calvary. And we sing, there is power in the blood, there is power in the blood. And you are healed, you are saved, you are a possession of Jesus Christ. Thank God for the total redemption, for the last message, for what God has done in our time. Thanks be to Him already for what He is yet to do. And we are in great expectation and will witness all that God is yet to do. Praise be to His glorious name. Amen. At evening time there shall be light. When people stray from God's word, then He will send the spirit of Elijah to lead the bride to the eternal refuge. At evening time, when the word shall shine and plagues fall upon the sea and land, then my Lord and Savior shall call the dust to life, in the garment of light. At evening time, when the light shall shine, and shadows darken this earth, then the trumpet will sound to bring the bride to the marriage supper. At evening time, when the word is fulfilled, and even the shadows vanish in the light, then the blessed ones will see their King through tears of joy.